right, everybody, welcome back to Girl Wants to Know. It's your girl Kim here.
Hey guys, it's Jenny here, and Kim, my pants are a little tight. It's good though, it's good. I'm gaining weight, which I have been trying to do for the past couple of years, and you know, we'll talk a little bit more about that, but you know, I'm not complaining. I'm pretty happy about my weight, almost at 130 here, so
look at her.
It's all good. It's all good.
Sharing the intimate details of her life with you guys. I actually lost some weight recently, which is awesome. I can't tell you guys how much I weigh or weighed. But yeah, we're moving in the right direction, people.
Yes, we definitely are. And you know, you guys are obviously in the right direction if you're listening to Girl Wants to Know here. So we appreciate you. All the feedback that you have given us, we're receiving a lot of, you know, little interaction going on with our followers, which mm-hmm. we want to continue to do and grow, definitely.
Yeah, so if you haven't already, make sure you follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram, subscribe to our channel on Apple Podcasts or Anchor or SoundCloud, and if you haven't already, what are you doing? Go do that right now.
Exactly, and you know, one thing that I am curious to know is, who are our followers, and why did you listen to us, and how are you listening to us?
Yeah.
So if you're a listener, let us know.
All right. And also, last week, we had our first collab with Millennials with Motivation. So again, thank you to Yodali for giving us that opportunity. It was awesome. And we will, be featured on her page. We are rescheduling that. I know last week we said Friday, but you know, as you know, life happens. So we're going to be rescheduling that, but we'll be coming to you guys with a date soon.
Yeah. And you know, one of those things that goes back with things that do happen and in this type of field is we try to keep an open communication with whoever it is. So we will let you guys know, like Kim said, whenever we have more information and anything else that happens as well. You know, aside from our weight, we have also been going through some some struggles on our end.
Yes.
Which we will probably talk about at a later point.
Yes.
It's not our topic of conversation for this one. So with that being said, we're going to be talking about unhealthy relationships.
Yes, unhealthy relationships. So this is like the second part to our relationship series. We started with healthy relationships and everything that we thought is necessary for a healthy, successful relationship. So today we're going to be diving into what unhealthy is for us and how it can be different for different people.
Mm-hmm.
Abuse and the different types of abuse.
Yes. Yep. So we'll be talking about those key points and also sharing our experiences and advice to those who are in an unhealthy relationship and those who know people that are in unhealthy relationships.
Sure, so let's go ahead and dive right into it. The first thing we want to talk about is the fact that unhealthy is different for everyone. So mm-hmm. unhealthy for you may be different for me, and so on and so forth. So what's unhealthy for me in my relationship might work for you. You know,
exactly.
Might be just your norm. That's how you were raised, but it could be unhealthy for somebody else.
Exactly. And you know, all I feel in my perspective that relationships are constant, continuous. They can be hard work. And you know, like you said, every situation is going to be different, but as far as if you're not happy, if both of you are not happy, then that can also be an unhealthy relationship.
Right. So we defined unhealthy as unhappy, either one or two people in the relationship are unhappy or being negatively affected, and negatively affected in different ways. So it could be mentally, you know, your happiness is being affected, your way of life, your outlook on life, your values. There's so many different things, but just to kind of generalize it,
exactly.
Just being negatively affected.
And you know, when I was telling you earlier about my weight that I have been, this is more of my healthier weight where I want to be. I did go through an unhealthy relationship where it was literally making me sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the type of person that whenever I go through stress in my life, I lose weight and I lose loss of appetite.
Mm.
So I was uncontrollably losing weight. Like it was just, I lost like 20 pounds. It's crazy. So that's one of the things that I would consider unhealthy for me. And you know, there's other variable factors. Again, abuse doesn't always have to be physical, but in this case it was physically affecting
mm-hmm.
my health, and I was also mentally not, I guess I was abused. It was just hard, you know, there's a lot of mental abuse, emotional, it's just really hard. Mm-hmm. But those are some of the things that I consider to be unhealthy whenever you start feeling loss of who you are.
Yeah, and I have to second that because both, actually, mm-hmm. when I was in my unhealthiest relationship, because I've had unhealthy relationships where we just weren't healthy for each other, you know, it wasn't abuse, it was just we were in an unhealthy space. And there is a difference, because there's super unhealthy relationships where there is abuse going on, mm-hmm. and then there's unhealthy relationships where you guys are just, you've been, you know, through some things that now you guys are just not making each other happy anymore, and you guys are just in this routine, this cycle of hurting one another.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like settling, or, you know, just being comfortable with each other, yeah. that you settle for what it is. And, you know, like I said, no relationship is going to be perfect. So it's kind of your definition of what is unhealthy for you.
Exactly. So in those unhealthy relationships, I would say the biggest thing, or the biggest definition of unhealthy for me, is when you are holding on to someone knowing mm-hmm. that you're hurt, or that you're hurting them. That's unhealthy for me. That's what I think unhealthy means. Now, when it comes, there's other factors that I think are red flags for me,
yeah,
personally, like that I know I'm in an unhealthy relationship. I too, when I was in my unhealthiest relationship, it was more of an abusive relationship. I lost so much weight. I think I've been that was the smallest I've ever been in my life. Mm-hmm. And I've never been a small girl. Like, I've always been bigger. I mean, I'm 5'10", so I've always been big. But at that point in my life, I was small. I wasn't eating. Like, I was stressed. And I look at pictures of myself back then, and I'm just like, how was I even that small? It doesn't even begin to fit in my mind how much weight I lost. And you lose yourself.
You do.
You are no longer the person. And I think that's another big red flag. Or that means, that's what I define unhealthy. You know, me losing myself, who I am and who I want to be because of somebody else.
Exactly. And, you know, like you talked about, it's not always physical abuse. Mental and emotional, verbal abuse has a lot of, how do I say, it weighs in a lot as far as being in an unhealthy relationship. So, you know, you kind of start, again, losing yourself. So, you know, your mental thoughts start to change. You're unemotionally able to, you know, how do you say it? Just, it's just kind of hard to be emotionally hurt while you're in an unhealthy relationship. Because there's a lot of mixed feelings going on,
mm-hmm.
I feel like. You know, you're kind of, again, you know, wondering, what did I do wrong? And trying to make yourself happy, but you're really trying to make the other person happy.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and you actually got to a very good point. In an unhealthy relationship, you're constantly trying to make the other person happy. Mm-hmm. Which is probably the biggest reason why you're in an unhealthy relationship. Yeah. Not saying that you should not try to make your significant other happy. That is obvious. You know, we should try to make our significant other happy constantly. But in an unhealthy relationship, making your significant other happy a lot of times means making yourself unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going against what you believe. You're going against what you want. You are hurting yourself to make that person happy. And that's when it becomes unhealthy.
Exactly. You start walking on eggshells, you know, you start questioning everything. In a relationship, a healthy relationship, you don't have to do that. It's like, you know, you're in this free zone, like you're almost doing circles and dancing around. I mean, you know, but
that's how it should be.
That's how it should be. You should be happy and free. But in an unhealthy relationship, you just start to question everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's what you're going to say next, a text message that you're going to send, something that you're going to do, or it could even be what you're mm-hmm. going to wear.
Yeah.
How you're, you know, it's just a controlling cycle.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like whenever it's just obsessive.
Mm-hmm.
And
sometimes in unhealthy relationships, it's both parties, mm-hmm. you know, because I know just from prior experience, my boyfriend would try to control what I did, but I would also try to control what he did because he did it to me. So we were constantly both trying to control each other's lives. Mm-hmm. And also we were young, so we didn't know better. We were very insecure, and that has to do with unhealthy relationships. Because it leads to that controlling factor, trying to control everything, trying to know everything. Being insecure definitely can lead to unhealthy relationships.
Exactly. You know, I was just telling Tom that because we have conversations, and I tell him, I feel like I speak all out loud a lot to him. You know, I do feel like unhealthy relationships are definitely affected by your upbringing, how mm-hmm. your lifestyle was, how you were brought up. Insecurities within yourself mm-hmm. and maturity. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, oftentimes we look back at our younger relationships and we just kind of laugh to be like, why did I do that?
Yeah, like, why did I need your MySpace password? Like, that's not even a thing. Like, why?
No, it's hard. Relationships are mm-hmm. hard, and, you know, you should not be in an unhealthy relationship. If you start to question it, then it might be the time to reach out to your friends, or, you know, do a little self-reflecting as far as what's going on. Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, because unhealthy relationships and abuse go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. Okay, so unhealthy relationships can lead to abuse. So if you are in an unhealthy relationship, you have to be the one to make that choice. Nobody else can make it for you. You have to, it's kind of like what you said, do some self-reflecting. Realize your self-worth.
Yeah.
Realize that neither parties are happy. I know sometimes we think, oh my God, I'm going to have to start all over. Oh my God, what if I never do better than this person? Trust me, if you are questioning that, that means it's time to go. If you're thinking, if any of these thoughts are going through your head, it's time to go. Because in the right relationship, you won't be thinking about any of these things. Mm-hmm. Or you shouldn't be, at least.
You shouldn't be. And I think nowadays it is hard in the society that we live in to think that things are going to work out. So I think those negative thoughts come into play. But again, if you're not feeling at ease in the relationship, then it's probably not a good sign. Mm-hmm.
So we also, well, like I said, unhealthy relationship can lead to abuse, and abuse is a very serious topic. Mm-hmm. I have both been through unhealthy, abusive relationships, and we came up with what we think are some red flags mm-hmm. of to know whether you're in an abusive relationship or not. And like we said, it's not just about physical or mental, it's emotional, it's everything. Abuse isn't just hitting someone. No. You know, you can abuse someone with words, you can abuse someone with actions that aren't directed to them. You know, it's a lot that goes into abuse. So one of the first ones is making excuses for your partner.
Yep. And then, you know, you start to lie to yourself as far as you think things are going to get better. Because, you know, oftentimes, since we've been in these situations, we have a fight, you know, a fallout with this person, and we make up. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden you're like, no, everything's fine. You know, you start to kind of stash away the negative. You know, it's like a blind spot. Mm-hmm. And you just tell yourself that it's going to be okay, or things are going to get better mm-hmm. when they have been a continuous cycle that it's not getting better.
And that's a big one. Once you start lying to yourself, if you can lie to yourself, you can lie to anyone. So if you're lying to yourself, you're just going to pretend. You're just pretending that everything's okay, and that's a very big red flag, because that's a very thin line you don't want to cross.
Mm-hmm. And they start to make you feel bad, you know. In an unhealthy relationship, you feel at fault. Mm-hmm. And I think that can be one of the biggest red flags mm-hmm. that I've had, when they make you feel like everything is your fault.
Mm-hmm. And then when you know that it's not, mm-hmm. Because obviously you need to know when you're wrong.
Yeah.
But in an unhealthy relationship, it's going to be handled in a different manner. That person's going to make you feel like you're wrong, even though for a fact, you know, it's not your fault. And you're going to start believing it. And not just that, but you're also going to be shameful to yourself. You're going to think to yourself, like, wow, I'm so ashamed. If you have shame in any of the actions you're doing, you shouldn't be doing them. One of my thoughts during, you know, while being in a healthy relationship would be like, my dad would be so ashamed of me if he knew I was putting up with this crap.
That is so true, you know, Kim. There's a lot of things that factor as far as trying to get out of an unhealthy relationship, but I've had those thoughts as well, like, man, my dad would be pissed if he knew I was doing this to myself, mm-hmm. because my dad has always said, life is too short to be dealing with people's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're not happy, then you need to get out and make yourself happy.
Yep.
So
exactly. So shame
so right.
is definitely one of them. And values. So what I mean by that is, when you start compromising the things you believe in, and that one hit home when I was thinking of this, mm-hmm. because when you start changing what you believe, or not, like, walking on eggshells,
yeah.
not talking about what you believe, suppressing your beliefs, or changing the way you were brought up to please somebody else, that's definitely a red flag.
Exactly. You know, some of the things that we also talked about was, this is from a person experiencing an unhealthy relationship. Now, as a person looking from the outside, you also start to see that this person mm-hmm. is no longer themselves. So, you know, they start making excuses, they start lying, and they're just not themselves anymore. Mm-hmm. So, it is hard being an outsider because, you know, again, relationships should be worked out between two people.
Mm-hmm. And people are going to do what they want at the end of the day.
Exactly.
But if you are on the outside, mm-hmm. definitely do what you can to talk to that person. And if it does get out of hand, if you are seeing someone being physically abused, you know, brainwashed, definitely do what you can
exactly.
to help that person. I know it's hard. And if you are the person in that relationship, I know leaving can be scary,
mm-hmm.
but you have to do what's best for you, whether that's calling your parents. And let me tell you, I didn't tell my parents about the horror story that I went through, which, looking back now, I cannot believe that I did not tell my parents about all the crap I went through. Tell your parents. They will understand, and they will do the things that you can't because you're so emotionally involved. Tell your best friend. Call the authorities. If you feel like you are literally in a danger, call the authorities. And I know a lot of times you see all these stories of, you know, she went to the police and he still got her or whatever. You need to at least try, you know. Send your friend to go to the police. Do whatever you need to do, but tell somebody. Speak up.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm a very paranoid person, so I always think ahead. So I'm a person of documentation of anything. Mm-hmm. If I'm at unease, then, you know, like, I'll send Tom a text message, like, this dude's kind of creepy, this is where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I never did tell my parents, and I don't know. I think, again, it goes back to that shame thing, because mm-hmm. they taught me better, they raised me better. But, again, this can happen to anyone. And it's not, you know, you don't have to feel like you're alone or ashamed, even though relationships, oftentimes, you know, especially the bad things, you try to cover up.
Mm-hmm.
But speak out, definitely, if there's any sort of harm going to your well-being.
Yeah, I completely agree. I completely agree. But, you know, we have some things our followers sent mm-hmm. us. So we're going to talk a little bit about the feedback we got first.
Yes, definitely. So some of you did respond back to my story, which I will actually be posting on our page and on my personal page. But one of the posts that I had was, are red flags typically, are there typical, blah, blah, blah. Are there typically red flags? And what are they? So trying to control who you hang out with and what you wear or how you look.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Again, going back to that control aspect.
No, it's hard whenever you start, again, losing yourself to try to please someone. So I think that that is a red flag if someone's trying to tell you, hey, what the hell are you wearing? You shouldn't look like that. Or, you know, who you're trying to hang out with. And they're trying to be controlling of you. And that is a super red flag in mm-hmm. my book.
trying to control every aspect of your life. That's a no-no. We said in healthy relationships, you should be able to be yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically the opposite.
Exactly. And I did ask, why do you think they do this? And she said, because they want you all to themselves, or maybe when you dress up, they think you're doing it to impress other guys. So mm-hmm. Again,
insecurity.
Insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see here. Another one of my friends did respond. And this one, the question that I asked was, what would you say are some factors in an unhealthy relationship? And this was pretty long, but just to summarize what she said was that she had been in a relationship for 5 years and they didn't want to spend family time with her and her family. You know, you figure after a long period of time that, you know, you want to bring your significant other around. Mm-hmm. And holidays are a big deal. This guy did not want to come around. She even said, I mean, homeboy never even sat down and ate a plate of my grandma's food.
Dang.
Yeah. And also, she was never invited to spend those holidays either. But one time I was invited, it got turned around to where it was my fault for not going. How, I don't even remember those type of turnaround situations, but it happened a lot. And there was another occasion where this was in college, and I had upset him over something small, and I say small because I can't even remember what it was, but I had a band concert, and his reply when I asked him if he was going to go was, do you think you deserve me to have me there?
Oh my gosh. Once again, making you feel guilty, you know, making you feel like the problem when clearly it's not you. And that arrogance, do you think you deserve me being there? I mean, you're my significant other. You should support me regardless of the small little argument we just had.
Exactly. And, you know, oh man, I just, you know, I just kind of, it's crazy. I've been in a similar situation where our relationship was complicated, but I at least wanted my family and his family to know. And he wasn't up for that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a major deal breaker
mm-hmm.
for me. It's like, okay, I understand that other people can't know at the moment, but
why our family?
Yeah, our family. And no, guys, that was not in an inappropriate relationship. This was work-related, so there's obviously some conflict there, but this man was available on the market, so he was not he was not married, he was not in a relationship, but it was just complicated.
Mm-hmm. Oh man.
And then the next one where I did ask a question was, let's see, so this was just pretty much asking just for insight. What do you think an unhealthy relationship is? Unhealthy relationships are hard to see in the beginning when it is coming to light. People are so blinded by the thought of the person. It's like they are in love with the image they are painting of the person and not seeing how things really are. I know some people deal with the abuse or mistreatment because of personal issues, self-worth, insecurity, bad experiences, and the fact that the person tells them what they want to hear, so everything goes back to normal for the time being, endless cycles.
Yeah. Again, self-worth, insecurities, you know, daddy issues, whatever it may be, and walking on eggshells, telling the person only what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard this one quite a bit, and I think, obviously, we've heard it quite a bit. It has to be the truth. You know, whenever you're getting into a relationship, I think you should look at the way that they treat their mom.
Yeah.
Or their family, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, you know, I know some of our moms aren't saying, my mom's an angel, but, you know, I know there's some people that have had a hard upcoming.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if there's not respect with the people that they are close with, then that shows that they're not going to respect you.
Mm-hmm.
One of our other followers, she did say, look at the way they treat their mom. I never did believe in that until my last recent ex. My ex would disrespect their mom in such a way, and slowly it started to reflect the way I was treated as well. The first moment they begin to call you disrespectful names is a huge sign, or when you can't have other friends other than them. You basically feel like you have no freedom and are basically suffocating in pure selfishness of them.
Yeah. Again, there should never be a question. That comes from insecurity, once again. There should never be a question of what I can and can't do. You're not my father. You know, there should be a mutual respect, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it should never get to the point where you have to ask permission or walk on eggshells or definitely not be called out of your name for any reason whatsoever.
Exactly.
And I can't imagine any man calling his mama out of their name because that's
crazy
to me.
And, you know, I know we said that we were going to talk about our stories on this podcast, but we don't want to make it too long, so we're actually going to leave it for our follow-up Friday. And just to let you guys know, all of these things that we talked about, let me tell you, that relationship that I went through 5 years ago was hell and back,
mm-hmm.
and all sorts of levels. So I do want to share that with you guys. That way you guys can, you know,
see our insight and what, like, where we're coming from with this, because it's not just stuff that we came up with off the top of our head. It's
mm-hmm.
really real life stuff that we've been through. And, like, before we leave, we do want to, you know, just share a couple things that we've learned through that experience. And I think one thing that I definitely learned is the man that wants to be with me is not going to ask me to give up the things that I value,
mm-hmm.
or who I am. I'm not going to, and that's why it was such a big point when we were talking about healthy relationships and we were discussing that, the mutual growth, because once I feel like I can't speak my mind, I have to walk on eggshells, or that I have to hide the things that I think or believe in, it's over for me. I know when I started my relationship with Jeffrey, I made sure that we were always honest with each other. Even if it was something that we didn't want to say or we thought that was going to hurt the other person, I told JD things that I don't even know how I told him because they hurt to say, you know, because, you know, I didn't want to cause a argument or break our relationship. But I don't like to lie. You know, I don't, because of that, I learned that being honest with one another, sharing how I feel, sharing the things that I will not stand for and the things that I'm willing to give up is important, and being honest and open.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the biggest takeaways that I've had from that previous experience is that I will not give up on myself, that I am my number one fan, and I will have my back as far as I'm in charge of my own happiness,
mm-hmm.
and I can't rely my happiness in someone else's hands.
Yes, girl, preach.
No, but it's a work in progress, you know. Sometimes bad things happen, and I know oftentimes you can get sucked into life sucks and things always happen to me, or, you know, like, just feel helpless. But honestly, without the bad, you can't see the good, and without bad experiences, there's no growth.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm sorry that it happened. It sucked. You know, time wasted. But if you really think about it, you learn and you grow.
Yeah.
And you move forward.
I'm definitely a better person for it. Even though it was a very dark time in my life, I learned, and I'm definitely 100 times better than I ever was.
Exactly.
But guys, thank you so much for listening today. So our main takeaways here is, first of all, unhealthy can mean different things for people, but it's clear to see. Regardless of who you are, you know when you're in an unhealthy relationship or when your significant, you know, friends, family, others are in an unhealthy relationship.
Exactly. And, you know, abuse, again, it's not always physical. It can be mental, verbal, and emotional. And it can even be a combination of different types of abuse or all of them. And whenever this abuse does happen, again, reach out to someone that you trust and you love, authorities, and just let it be known. It's okay. Don't feel shame in who you are and what you're going through, because you're going to get through this and there's a way out.
For sure. And unfortunately, this is something we all go, well, not all of us, but a lot of us go through. And it's not something, like you said, to be ashamed about. And it's something we never think we're going to go through, because
mm-hmm.
we're better than that. We always see people in unhealthy relationships or in abusive relationships, and you never think, like, we're always like, oh, that's never going to be me. I'm never going to let a man talk to me that way, or, you know, vice versa. But I was that person, and here I am, you know, about to tell my story next Friday. And
Exactly, yeah. Whenever I was going through that time, and like I said, I'm a really private person, so whenever it comes to dealing with things, I like to deal with them at the moment and by myself. Whenever I finally let my close friends know of the situation, she's like, Jenny, I would have never imagined. I thought everything was perfect. And I think I personally have, I have carried that reputation where people think that nothing is wrong, that I have had things very easy in my life, but you do not know what a person goes through. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, this isn't to say that my experiences are less worse than any others, because they are my struggles, and mm-hmm. your struggles will be your struggles. So that's why I always say, own who you are and what you believe in, and just, you know, move forward.
Yeah, so speak up, guys. If, like I said, it's something that happens to a lot of us, speak up, don't be ashamed, move forward before it's too late.
Exactly. And, you know, again, we'll be talking about our personal stories on our follow-up Friday. If you guys kind of want to get a little more feedback in regards to unhealthy relationships, or, you know, some advice to those people that are in an unhealthy relationship, mm-hmm. let us know through our Twitter, our Instagram, or Facebook. We are Girl Wants to Know. Thank you so much for listening.
And all right, guys.
Kim, it's always so nice to be here with you.
You know? Yeah. Thanks, guys, for listening. I know this one was a heavier topic, but as always, we have questions.
We have answers.
But mainly questions. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.